WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again, break. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Break. Today's inspiration is called Too Many Temptations. Because our world is filled with temptations, we confront them at every turn. Some of these temptations are small, eating a second piece of chocolate cake, for example. Too much cake may not be good for the bodies God has entrusted to our care. But two pieces of cake will not bring us to our knees. Other temptations, however, are not so benign. Your body is a marvelous creation. Your task as a thoughtful woman is to treat your body with the care it deserves. Today you will be tempted to do things that are detrimental to your physical, emotional, or spiritual health. One of the best ways to beat the temptation is to counter it with some positive action. When you do, you'll show that you are wise and you'll be blessed. Do not fight the temptation in detail. Turn from it. Look only at your Lord. Sing, read, work. Amy Carmichael. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, four letters and three numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities, right? We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. This evening, we're going to cover page 25 in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we've been covering for several weeks now. And page 25 is called Shelter Fundamentals. Shelter is a fundamental need during an emergency of any kind. With severe weather being one of your year-round hazards in Southern Oregon, having adequate shelter is a year-round concern. Whether you purchase a shelter or learn how to build your own, having everything you need on hand is essential. Keep necessary items for your shelter in your vehicle in the event that you're not at home when disaster strikes. Sheltering away from home. Make sure your shelter is wind and rainproof. How many people will you likely need to shelter? Who often travels with you? Remember to store sleeping bags or warm blankets along with your sheltering supplies. Consider what you would want under you, not just over you, to stay warm and comfortable. If you had to stay in your shelter for several days before help arrived, could it withstand the elements? Sheltering at home. Your home is a natural shelter, but what if it was not safe to enter when you got home? This could happen in an earthquake, flood, or winter storm due to fallen trees. Is there a location outside of your home, such as a shed or garage, to store some of your supplies? Do you have tarps, plastic sheeting, duct tape, etc., on hand to seal a broken window or even a damaged roof due to fallen tree or down power pole? It is important to have what you need to keep weather out. A tip is your vehicle is a shelter from wind and rain, but not from extreme temperatures. If you cannot run your vehicle due to damage or lack of fuel, it may not help you stay warm or cool. Don't count on your car. Other considerations. Be sure to have lighting that allows you to use your hands. A headlamp or lantern will be more useful than a flashlight while building a shelter. Remember, you may be building your shelter in adverse conditions, such as freezing temperatures that may make fine motor skills difficult. Have warm gloves, socks, and a hat in your kit. Extreme heat makes any activity more dangerous due to dehydration. Keep water, a hat, extra sunglasses, and a cooling towel on hand. Do not exert yourself during the heat of the day. You will lose a lot of water by sweating. Using a tarp. A tarp can make a wonderful shelter. However, a tarp can be very heavy and cumbersome to use. If your tarp doesn't have grommets, you may have a hard time anchoring it. If you use a tarp, you will need rope or paracord. Rope is always quite heavy and often expensive. If you use paracord, its break strength should be at least 750 pounds. Mylar emergency tent. The Mylar tent is lightweight and easy to use. Because of the Mylar material, they retain heat, which helps keep you warm. They are also reflective, so they are easy to spot for rescue workers. Depending on the brand and thickness, Mylar may be easily torn or punctured. Be sure to check on the strength of your particular tent should you go this route. One more tip, put a tent up in one room of the house and close off the room. The temperature inside the tent may be up to 10 degrees warmer than the rest of the house. Some very good tips there. So when I call on you for your radio check, if you have anything you'd like to share in addition to those shelter fundamentals or any questions you might have, please feel free to ask. Speak up. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211 Hope, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Deborah, checking in for all the girls.
Nice to hear your lovely voice, Deborah. Well, thank you very much for checking in for Hope and Sarah and Betty. Everything going okay with you?
Yes, it is. Thanks.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate your participating in this radio check and checking in for the rest of your family. We welcome you all back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd need to check in for WRMY378 Robin, WRKP710 Wanda, and WRJS656 Sylvia. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So those were some pretty good tips, and I know that you've given us other tips about various shelters previously. Is there anything that you'd like to add to that or share with the other ladies, Carol?
Well, as I watch these different programs, you know, Survival in Alaska and different things like that, I noticed that a lot of them at different times carry with them the big tents that they can lay out and put small wood stove in there. And I was wondering, that might be a good idea. I never know.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. You still have to have adequate ventilation, but you can. That is still really a good idea. They do have those small stoves. We'll have to check into that. Is there anything else, Carol?
Well, they do have a ventilation hole for the pipe for the wood stove.
Copy that, like a hot tent. So it's that's a really good idea. So if it gets really cold and you have to be away from your house or whatever, you can still stay warm. Awesome. Anything else, Carol?
Well,
Not at this time. I've already got our starters going, and they're doing good for veggie gardens. And just been busy working on different things like that.
Awesome. I know we've had a couple beautiful days, so I wanted to spend more time outside, but was unable to. I got a little bit of a flower bed cleaned out, but so be it. Anyway, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709. Beautiful day, and I'm so glad that you're able to get your garden cleaned out and stuff, Karen.
Copy that. Well, we're working on that part. Well, thank you, ladies, both of you, for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I need to check in for WRKV 487 Kimber. She was unable to participate this evening, but she wanted to send her love, and she also sent me several weather warnings. There's a pretty heavy-duty weather pattern hitting our coast. From what I can understand, it was higher up in the state from Albany, probably all the way up to Seattle, but they're actually talking about tornadoes. We're actually talking about large hail as well, different things. So if you know somebody up in that area and you'd like some information, just let me know. Kimber texted me a lot of different things, scenario of what to do if a tornado strikes and different things like that. So if you have family in those areas and would like that information, just let me know. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, sorry, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WROY 384 Diana, I copy and read you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we have been talking about shelter fundamentals. Is there anything that you'd like to share about that or questions you might have, Diana?
No, but that hot thing you should look into.
Very definitely. Yeah, I'm sure you can, yeah. If any of you ladies find something like that you'd like to share with the other ladies, just let me know and I can share with the others. Is there anything else, Diana?
No, that's all. Hope everybody has a great night.
Awesome, and to you as well. Well, thank you. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRPJ 605 Judy, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Negative contact, 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 826 Sue, radio check for Patriot Ladies, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?